This is Wade Rafke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the exciting opportunity to organize precarious workers in Poland. Towards the end of the Organizers Forum delegation's meeting with Professor Jan Zargoski at the Warsaw School of Economics, he mentioned something about, almost offhandedly, about a recent Supreme Court decision in Poland. It seems that the Polish Constitution has always been crystal clear that all workers, barring none, have the right to organize and form unions. Given the history leading to this current constitution and the role of workers and unions in making it happen, that is hardly surprising. What was surprising was to hear that, in fact, despite the unambiguous language, there were, in fact, numerous workers, he estimated that the number could be as high as 40% of the workforce, that were routinely denied the right to organize because they were self-employed or subcontractors or working on what they called civil contracts, which are common for temporary and contingent workers, rather than giving them full employment contracts. Finally, a case had proceeded to the Supreme Constitutional Court on this matter, and the court in recent months had ruled decisively that, yes, indeed, all such workers had the right to organize unions. In Poland, when some existing practice is found unconstitutional by the court, then the government has 1 year in order to create regulations that comply with the decisions. So there has not been a rush to organize such precarious workers, and many, including most of the union organizers we visited with in Warsaw, we're doubtful that there would be significant organizing in this sector even when the rules are clarified. One commented that he had been told when organizing cleaners and security workers that the fees were too low, which was so unbelievable to me that I had to stop and ask the translator to repeat his comments for me because I thought I'd heard that the problem was that their feet were too long. Of course, the problem that they will have to wrestle with, as we've had to confront in the U.S., Canada, India, and other countries, is as much the question of who is the employer as how to organize the workers. How does a union force the employers to consolidate sufficiently into some body association or legal regime to allow bargaining or some improvement on the conditions of workers' wages and the terms and conditions of employment? A public regulatory regime that at least works on paper in India for domestic workers, hawkers, dock workers, and others would be a step forward. The simple union registration formula where 10 members can constitute an organization and begin enrollment action would seem made for mass organizing of such workers. The taxi driver's early morning strike in Warsaw this week, as our delegation jumped on buses to make our train to Krakow, is a good indication that supposedly self-employed workers are interested in organizing and ready to make something happen. What an amazing opportunity. If unions will seize it, it looks like workers might be ready. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.